Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and then also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of from this disorder and some of the traits and things like the toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be entitled, How Nothing You Ever Do for a Narcissist Will Ever Be Enough. I just mentioned this in my previous video, and I was going to expound upon this topic. So here we go, y'all. When I say nothing will ever be enough, I'm not saying that you can't make a narcissist happy in the moment. I'm not saying that, because you've dealt with narcissistic people before in your life, and you understand that you can make a narcissist happy. You know what I mean? You've dealt with narcissists and toxic people in your life before, and you understand that you can make narcissists happy for a short period of time. But if you try that same thing over and over and over again, you know that it doesn't work. You know it doesn't work repeatedly. Doing the same thing over and over again for a narcissistic person will just increase boredom in them. You know, it just make them bored and make them just like, oh, you're not even trying hard anymore. You know, what is going on with this? So I tell people all the time, nothing you do will ever be enough. Will it be enough in the moment? Yes. Sometimes, you know, in increments, it will be enough in the, right now. It's enough right now. But long period of time, extended period of time, no, it's not going to be enough. You know what I mean? So it just does stuff like that. You deal with people like that, you know? So, like I said, like you that's the thing about narcissists. It's like, it's more, this is one telltale sign that you're in a toxic relationship with a narcissistic person. You feel like you're giving way more than you get. You feel like you're just giving, and not getting much in return. Like you feel like you're getting, you know, you feel like you're giving 110%, right? And they're giving you 20% back. But initially, they weren't giving you 20%. You know, they wouldn't give you 20%. Y'all equal. They might have been giving more than you were in the beginning. But sooner or later, like they were chasing you. Most times, a lot of times in relationships with narcissists and toxic people, it starts off with you chasing them. It starts off with you, them chasing you. It starts off with them chasing behind you. They're trying to catch you. They're trying to woo you. They're being persistent. They're trying to do whatever it takes to get you. Love bombing the steam off of you, clapping the drums, you know, clapping the cheeks like drumsticks, like a drum set, bam, bam, bam. You know, prestige worldwide on you, boats and hoes on you. You know what I mean? The Catalina wine mixer. but seriously, they're pursuing you. They're chasing after you, right? So they're giving you more than you're giving them back, typically. But sooner or later, the facade, the mask comes off, and they stop doing that. And guess what? The dynamic switches up. So it starts off with you chasing them, right? I mean, them chasing you. They're like, hey, come here. I'm going to get you. They get you. And guess what? It's like playing an adult version of tag. They catch you, tag, you're it. And they turn around and start running. And guess what? You love this person. You care about this person. You love all the stuff that they've been doing for you, right? So guess what you start to do now? You say, oh, I'm going to tag you. You're going to chase me again. So you spend the rest of the relationship dynamic chasing them. You're chasing them. You're giving them everything that you think they want, everything that they ask for. The little changes that they keep telling you to make, you're changing. You're making them. But guess what? It's never enough. It's never enough. You keep making these changes. Hey, you said I need to lose 5 pounds. I lost 10. Well, 10 is too much. Oh, damn. I gained 5 pounds. Well, now you don't look the same anymore. You gained 5 pounds of muscle. You lost 5 pounds of fat. Rabble, rabble, rabble. It's never going to be enough. They're going to always ask you for more. You know what I mean? They're always going to ask you for more. Guess what? When you want to stay, you're still chasing them. So you're going to be doing more and more and more and more. And then you get to the point. Some people, this is going to be the sad part right here, y'all. Some people never get to the point where they understand that enough is enough and they can't make this person happy. So many people never get there. because they don't have the information in front of them to get there. They never understand what they went through. Imagine being in a relationship for 60, 65, 70 years and being horribly treated by a toxic, narcissistic person. You never know what you went through. You felt crazy for 50 years. Imagine that. Imagine it. And y'all, like I said, that's why I say a lot of people nowadays, you don't understand how blessed you are to have the information in front of you to understand that nothing you do will be enough. Your grandmas, your grandpas, they didn't know. They tried to love and love and love and love and love, and they went to the grave not thinking that they were crazy. They passed away thinking that they were crazy. And guess what? They don't. You think they want that for you? You think they want that for you? You think they suffer for 50, 60 years thinking that they were crazy, being gaslit to hell and back? And they want their grandkids to suffer? You have the information in front of you right now. And some of y'all take the information and you're just like, eh, okay, cool. I'm going to try harder. Because guess what, Lee? You are a self-aware narcissist. Maybe.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I can get my toxic person to be a self-aware narcissist too. And guess what? Self-awareness doesn't mean they're going to be a good person. What do y'all see in the definition of self-awareness? It's like, good person. Good. They're going to be a great person. No. There, y'all. I'm telling you, I don't think. Y'all see me, Ben Telly, you see Cluster B Milkshake. Y'all see us. Like, you see three self-aware narcissists, H.G. Tudor, I don't know if y'all, I watched a whole lot of stuff, Sam Vagner, you see those people right there, and y'all see, you're like, okay, maybe y'all self-awareness doesn't mean you got to be evil. That's five. And they say 1% of the population is narcissistic, right? So let's say 1%. I know the numbers vary, y'all, but this is a conservative number and it's easy to use. If you're in the United States, there's 330 million people in the United States, right? It's 330 million people in the United States. So 1%, so 10% of that is going to be 33 million. 1% is still 3.3 million people. 3.3 million people that could be narcissists. Probably more than that. I know y'all, it's more. I'm just saying, y'all see that right there. It could be three, like, you see it? 3.3 million people. The numbers out there. I'm just saying, y'all, you might be dealing with a narcissistic person. But regardless, you have the information in front of you to make a conscientious decision to empower yourself. Because y'all are going to try harder and harder and harder to get somebody to love you that doesn't really, but they might not love you anymore. I'm just keeping it real. Do they ever love you? Maybe they loved you in the beginning to get you, or they thought they loved you, but then guess what? Once the mask falls off, they might not love you anymore. But that doesn't mean that they're going to leave you. They might not love you, but they're not going to be, they don't want to see you with anybody else. So they'll keep you around, even if they lie to you, even if they cheat on you, even if they leave you, even if they leave you with someone else. Guess what? They might still be in your inbox. I'm watching you. Don't talk to no other guys. Don't talk to no other guys. Don't talk to no other girls. You're still mine. Rabble, rabble, rabble. Even though they done left you for somebody else. Ownership. And I'm just saying, y'all try harder and harder and harder to change up the little stuff. Maybe if I was smarter. Maybe if I didn't work more. Maybe if I didn't work too much. Maybe if I didn't do this. Maybe if I didn't do that. Y'all focus so much on trying to change yourself to make this other person happy. What about changing to make yourself happy? What does that look like? So many people, we get in today's society, so many people, I'm just saying, man. Y'all give up so much time, effort, energy, and life to try to make somebody else happy that you lose yourself. Y'all have no life left to give. You have no love left to give at the end of these the relationship dynamics. And then guess what? You go to the grave unhappy. I just want my marriage to work. I get that. But what if it's not going to work? I have to try everything. We went and talked to the pastor, and the pastor said, it's okay if he hits me. The pastor said, it's okay if we cheat on each other sometimes. The pastor said this. The pastor got somebody in the congregation. The pastor done cheated on his own wife and got somebody in the congregation pregnant. What? Y'all see that move? Y'all see it? You see it going on right there. You understand that. You understand the dynamic of what's going on. You understand the power moves behind it. You have to empower yourself to take the steps in the right direction to be as strong as you can be. Be as strong as you want to be. But so many people get lost in trying to get make other people happy. You lose yourself in the process. Nothing you do. You can give and give and give. You can give your all to a narcissist and they'll still ask you for more. You like have nothing left to give you. I've given you everything I have. Well, okay, cool. I guess that's it for us then. I'm going to go over here and take what you gave me and what I learned from you. I'm going to give it to this other person who doesn't know me. They provide a clean slate. That's my next video, y'all. A clean slate. How the new supply can provide a clean slate for the narcissistic person. That's the next video. You'll see I'm dropping Easter eggs now. This is the movie now. This is the movie series now. I'm dropping Easter eggs for the next episode. But you see it though. Nothing you do for this person will ever be enough. Stop doing it. Y'all be doing so much stuff. Y'all be cooking all these good meals. Y'all be getting them all these gifts. You be spending all these money on these people. And then, okay, cool, thanks. And all you get a cool, thanks. They bite one piece of your meal, and, oh, it's too cold. Oh, it's too hot. Oh, it's too salty. Oh, it's too spicy. Y'all just like, you just spent hours doing it for some ungrateful people. They're not grateful for it. I'm not telling you to leave this person and go find somebody else. I'm just telling you to, stop doing it. Y'all do so much stuff because you feel like it's necessary. I mean, give more to yourself. You have to. If you don't give more to yourself, you're going to miss out or you're going to lose a lot of your life. I promise you, y'all. I promise you. But anyway, y'all, let me wrap this thing up, y'all. Virginia Beach, Virginia, September 24th, live in-person workshop. Me and Ben Taylor are hosting it. Live in-person workshop about breaking the trauma bond. This is in-person, y'all. It's going to be small, intimate setting. Maximum of 20 people. There's already 7 people booked, 13 seats left or whatever. Link is in my description of the video or mentalhealness.net. You can check it out on there. We're making moves, y'all. Subscribe to my newsletter. Austin, Texas, October 15th, workshop, meet and greet. And then November 19th, we'll be in Toronto, Canada. We're taking self-aware narcissism and the narc Avengers. We're taking it international, y'all. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning into another episode. Look, my newsletter, look, y'all, go to my newsletter. Sign up for my newsletter. It's free. It's on my email list. Y'all, my brand is coming soon. I am. It's coming soon. The self-love brand is coming soon. I'm telling you, me and my wife are working on it today. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, y'all, Mental Illness is out. Peace.